You're listening to the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA KRLS as we talk Pella High cross country right now with head coach Doug Cutler. Coach, we catch up with you. You're actually just on the backside of the Indianola invite, so let's go ahead and start there first. A course that it sounds like your athletes liked. You had to take on a lot of very tough programs, but it seems like all in all, finishing sixth on the boys and ninth on the girls was a good finish for these teams.
Yeah, competition was excellent at Indianola. The kids do really enjoy the course. It was a little bit changed from years past. Took out one rather large hill toward the end. So now the first mile was the most challenging part of the course. And then it was really a chance for athletes to, if they pushed themselves and they took it head on, they could run some great times. So we had 76 personal records for the season last night, 38 on the boys' side, 38 on the girls' side. Obviously proud of some of the guys because the course, by our measurement, was a little bit long. So running personal record yesterday for the guys was especially impressive. But the girls' course was right on that we had it. And so really pleased with how we ran. We're progressing. Each and every single athlete on the team is doing a great job. And we're really happy with where we are.
Coach Cutler, let's talk about the girls' side first. You and I, before this interview started, you were saying that this team is really starting to make some progress. I know it seemed like maybe a little slower out of the gate than you would have liked this season to get started, but it's not how you start, it's how you finish, and it seems like you're making some good progress toward that. So what development have you seen lately on the girls' side that you've been excited about?
Well, we have been successful in the past that of improving well toward the end of the year. And I think that number one ranking to begin the year was a little bit intimidating. It was not something we anticipated because, again, we do kind of start off a little bit slower. But the last couple weeks we have had, Gabby Merrick and Victoria Clavin, our senior leaders, they lead us every race, and we know we can count on them. Now we're starting to see some younger runners discovering what they can really do. I mean, Abby Fife has really come on the last few weeks. Sydney Swanson had a fabulous race last night, and gaining in her 40 seconds on her best time. And as different athletes, younger athletes, step up to that level, we're lowering that time margin between our runners, and that's what's going to help our score. And especially at the state meet, where every second usually means one place higher, dropping 20, 30 seconds at this point in the year is, extremely valuable for our team result in the end.
Coach Cutler, let's talk about the boys' side now. They had a lot of success also in the previous meet, going back to the course at Iowa State University for the Des Moines Roosevelt invite. Good success as well at Indianola. We've talked about your lead runners. We expect those guys to continue to do well, but it's what the guys have been doing in that number three through number seven spot that I think is making the big difference.
Yeah, that's where we are extremely strong compared to especially other schools our size. Smaller schools, a lot of times you can find an elite athlete or two in the community, but it's tough to piece together, obviously 7, 10, 15, 20 quality runners. And our guys' team is very deep. Wade Pingle, Ryan Sievers, Michael Shem, these seniors, all these guys are running very well. They're tightly packed together. They know that they can count on each other if one starts to have lack of confidence in a race, somebody else is going to run up next to him and say, hey, we can do this. So, very proud of how we're running. Evan Jones is running fantastic. He had a great race yesterday, and that helps. But it's really the strength of the entire pack that I think people notice when they see us race.
Again, Pella High cross country coach Doug Cutler joining us right now on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA KRLS. Coaches, we look forward to what these cross country teams have in store for them as we look to next week. A very familiar course. You just go across the county over to Knoxville. Your kids have run this course a lot, but it's a hilly one, and that always presents a little bit of a challenge. Do your kids like the hilly terrain there at Pine Knolls?
I think they like Knoxville a lot. We enjoy racing there. We love the competition. Indianola was kind of our last small fish in a big pond. Meet where we were battling schools that we're not going to see in the postseason, not schools that we're really very familiar with in terms of knowing them and them knowing us. So, going now with our string of meets at Knoxville, Norwalk, and Conference, we're kind of back in our home element. So we like Knoxville. I admit the girls are not quite as excited because the hills tend to, of course, affect time, and we don't necessarily see a lot of personal records at Knoxville for the girls. The boys tend to do very well. Again, I think the strength of our pack running really helps because there's no reason, the distance is the same, so you can still perform very well on it if you run the hills correctly and you learn the strategy of when to push and when to save a little bit but maintain your speed. And we've been very successful there with the boys. So I know we're excited to go because it's a traditional race that we run every year, and we love getting back to that competition. And we'll just hope to see that if times come along for the enjoyment as well.
Just kind of a quick additional question on the boys' side. We've mentioned that Keegan and Evan have been your lead runners. They'll be battling with Wick Cunningham over at Knoxville, and Wick has had a very good season. What are you seeing as he progresses as a runner that's creating maybe a good rivalry with your runners?
Oh, Wick is a tremendous athlete. I know Coach Motes prepares him so very well. So, you know, we always look forward to running against Knoxville because we just have a traditional friendly rivalry where we make each other better. So, as far as the rivalry between Evan, Keegan, and Wick, you know, they're going to push each other. They're going to make each other run a good race. They know that when the gun goes off, each one of them is ready. So it'll be fun to see them bring out the best in each other is really the key. But we haven't gotten to see Knoxville for a few weeks, and so it's been a while. And I know Coach Motes, you know, I know that team gets better and better every time we see them. So definitely excited to see how their program has progressed over the season.
Coach Cutler, you mentioned the Little Hawkeye Conference meet coming up here in the near future. That was the last thing I kind of wanted to ask you about is how this Pella High cross country team prepares here in the next couple weeks, because I know that conference titles are goals for this team. And so what are the things that you do over the course of the next couple weeks to get ready for that meet coming up here in October down in Oskaloosa?
Well, it's a couple of, kind of a two-part plan. Again, obviously we have our team that has aspirations of going beyond conference with the state qualifying meet in state, and so because of those we'll have a group that train right through conference. I mean, conference, obviously there's an emphasis there because it's a great honor to compete at conference and we want to run well, and conference titles are certainly an honor and a privilege to be able to earn, but the ultimate goal being a couple weeks later, you can't train for both. So we train for the state championship, and that'll be our objective. But for so many more of our runners, more than 100 athletes, that's the end of their season. And so we will be, we're working hard this week. We're working extremely hard the next 2 weeks. But then those last few days, we'll let them recover. And for the first time all season, they won't be running on tired legs, and hopefully they won't be sore. And they're going to really feel the strength of their endurance and the muscles developing, and hopefully finish the season just on a tremendously high note. So the end of the season is about team. You know, conference is about the team, and so that's why it's our highlight, because only a select few get to continue on after that. But conference, when 125 athletes get to all kind of go on the same day, and within 2 hours they're all trying to accomplish the exact same thing, and that is to show how they've improved throughout this season. It's exciting.
All right, well, Coach, we'll wish you luck going forward. Always excited to see how this team does. Thanks for your time as always, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks for having us on.
Once again, Pella High cross-country coach Doug Cutler. More of the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner next on KNIA KRLS.